Let us climb the Lord's mountain. Let us learn the ways of peace. Let us walk the path of justice for the greatest and the least. Let us climb the Lord's mountain. Let us learn the ways of peace. Every nation shall come streaming from the west and from the east to the Lord's mountain.
Hello, my friend. It's good to be with you again. And if I'm sounding a little clearer, it's because Greg Lecomelli is sitting beside me, the great producer, editor, and co-minister on these messages. Here we are, the two of us sitting on the screen shelter at La Paz that you heard if you listened to the last reflection, heard me reflect on. Reflection is so richly a part of all this. I can see the pond from here, the reflection of the trees. Of course, the reflection isn't the trees. It's a way of being able to glance, as it were, taking a view. And so hopefully these are ways of taking a view into your life and ours. And today, two scripture passages, Matthew 10, 24 to 33, and the chapter in Romans, which we reflected on in the chapel this morning. Romans 8 is so rich, and I'd like to read a short section of it for you. Romans 8:14. Paul is writing to this community and all sorts of stirred up with the excitement of the reality that death no longer has any control over us. And he puts aside anything that would keep us from having any sense of a loss of freedom, any sense of slavery that was not, as he would say, slaves of freedom. He invites us to know that freedom is the freedom that we have is the freedom of the glory of the children of God. In verse 14, we hear Paul speaking to us, "For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God, for you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received a spirit of adoption." When we can cry, and you remember this phrase from the last time, and maybe over and over again, when we can cry, "Abba, Father." It's striking to me that so often fear looms up in our lives, and over again, teachers of Scripture and of our Christian path, if that is yours, invite us to know that Jesus tells us to put fear aside, to be free of it. In Matthew's Gospel today, he's talking to his disciples. This is a long, beautiful passage in Matthew where he's called his friends to follow him. And then he says, further into this simple passage of today's gospel, "Therefore, do not be afraid of them." The dark household, those who could take a hold of us in darkness. No, he's calling us into light. Light, not just the light of a reflection of a pond, but the light of the being itself, of the tree of itself, of Christ in our midst. He says, "What I say to you in the darkness." So we experience light even there. Speak in the light. "What you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops." Again, "Therefore, do not be afraid." Maybe you've heard the phrase over and over again in your life, the old one, "Hang in there," or "Keep going," or it used to be way long ago, "Keep on trucking." I suspect all of us were encouraging each other just not to fall back into fear, to smile, a smile on our face, a smile from a friend, "Hang in there, keep going." But it's interesting, isn't it, to pause and see a reflection, hear one, draw in the strength of trees, the pond, life itself, the Word of God. And in that, even the darkness of a pond, to see the light of the day, and then to return to where we've been, to proclaim light. And that which is whispered in our hearts in reflection, to let it be known from the housetops, as it were, from hilltops, from this mountaintop where we've gathered today with alums from various places and their friends, to take some time and understand that we're called here, blessed here, coming to recognition of the giftedness we are, and then sent out again to the world, to go out to the world. Bob, one of the friars this morning, was talking about how rich it is to be together, that he finds encouragement in the community of friars here and now our guests. What a wonderful word that is, encouragement, to have an in-heartfulness, to lend a heart to one another, to find the strength of other hearts together. The depth of what that means, the depth of a pond, the depth of a reflection, the light that is in the darkness of the heart, which is a quiet, settled or unsettling place where God is speaking to us now, saying, fear not, be free of fear. Know that you're set free from fear. You have the spirit of adoption. And then to go tell that to the world, to let others know that as well. Each of us in our own way, going off to others and telling them that they too now walk in the freedom of God's children now. Now, if I haven't said that before, I'll bet I'll say it a lot more. I think it'll be part of so many reflections here because it's the reflection I return to as I do to this pond for a swim as I had just a little while ago. It's what I look forward to and look to as I look out into the woods, as I did the other day. Sometimes I think, gee, you know, I think I'll see a bear here. And you know what? The other day I did. In the evening hour, looking out over the pond, my eye followed up to the roadway to see what I thought was a very large dark dog. And I thought, funny rump for a dog, and what a short tail. And right away I knew, a young bear. And I gently called out to it. It didn't frighten me. It seemed like we were neighbors. And I think the bear hopefully saw me that way too, because it saw me. It turned its head, glanced this way, as I said very spontaneously, hello, bear. And then it just continued to walk on. What is there that might strike fear in our hearts right now that might just walk on, that would be passing on so that we would not fall back into it? That's what Paul is talking about. And, you know, it's striking to me. There's so much here that I can think is lurking in the woods at night, when primarily it's probably just deers curled up under branches, taking a deep breath and sleeping. The other night, a hoot owl started going, and it raised a racket of other birds that I knew might be there but didn't know they were, because it was a quiet, dark night. But they moved from whispers into the call out of a day. My friends, this is a rambling reflection on a beautiful, warm afternoon with my friend Greg beside me, and he and I send to you the peace of the mountain, the encouragement to not fall back into anything that would claim any other slavery but the slavery of funny, to hear that word counterposed to freedom. To be held in freedom. To be set loose in freedom. To loosen others with your freedom. To bear out to them, with them, the light of life of this day, wherever this reflection reaches to you. May the peace and the whispering breeze in the woods here right now somehow bring a peacefulness and refreshment to you. It's wonderful to share this time with you. I'm Dan Riley, one of the friars at Mount Irenaeus, and I'm glad we're becoming friends. Share these reflections if they're helpful with others, and let us continue to pray for one another. That fear not grip us, but freedom set us free. And again, that we will let all others know that they too are daughters and sons of the living God. Peace to you right now.
Let us climb the Lord's mountain, let us learn the ways of peace, let us walk the path of justice, for the greatest and the least. Let us climb the Lord's mountain. Let us learn the ways of peace. Every nation shall come streaming from the west and from the east to the Lord's mountain. In the days to come, the mountain of the Lord's own house shall be raised above the hills. Every nation shall come streaming, many people come and say, let us climb the mountain to the house of the God who gives release, and walk the ways of peace.